Welcome back to the Goat Channel podcast. This is a Thursday morning. I'm ready for Saturday. Playing a little golf scramble. Probably not going to play well. I haven't really played much golf. I played golf one time in 2 months, so it's probably not going to go well. Been tinkering with my swing just a little bit in the yard and hadn't even been doing that much. So, good range session maybe beforehand. Try to figure out a good swing to get me through. And as long as I hit a couple good shots here and there, that'll be fine. Driver always sucks, so I don't expect that to be any better. But if I can get my irons dialed in, I'm sometimes, you know, it's still sporadic with those because they change my swing so much. But when I'm on with my irons, I can hit pretty good shots with them, at least get them on the green each time. And then, you know, putting's where I really have struggled, because if I use 3-wood iron, and then usually I can 12 putt pretty good. But a little golf scramble, I'm pretty excited about that. Drink a little beer. Maybe some whiskey. You never know. You never know what the list could include, but it'll be fun. Really, I was going to talk about just like mental health and stuff today. We'll kind of go into that though. Let's talk about the business though, real quick. The business side, the Goat Channel LLC, Goat Channel. Go check it out. I mean, I'm pretty much on everything: YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Just trying to grow it. Hopefully it'll eventually take off. I'm on Whatnot now though. The Goat Channel on Whatnot. We're going to be selling soon. Pretty excited about it. I don't know how it'll go. I mean, that's kind of, I'm going to try it out hopefully tonight or today or sometime, and trying to get a feel for it and see maybe how it'll start out and see if I can get anything sold. See if anything will come back. See how quick I can get stuff to sell. But I got a lot of junk. Just going to have to try to move. We'll go to mystery bags eventually, probably. And then kind of go from there. I mean, that's the thing. You just got to, you kind of got to pick your lane and figure it out on Whatnot. Hopefully I can kind of figure it out. I took a chance on a bunch of cards last night, though. It was a little bit of a chance, and we'll just see how it goes. I feel like at worst, even if I lose a little bit of money, I lose a little bit of money, but I mean, it's a big pile of cards for $226, baseball season's ending, so that's going to hurt a little bit, and football season, a lot of rookies though, a lot of $5 cards probably, but if I just turn those $5 cards in, that, you know, put shipping on it, I can turn those $5 cards into $2 profits each. You know, that'll add up. Other cards will be worth a little bit more than $2. It's just a game. You just got to figure it out. This month, though, has been a little rough. I don't know if it's stuff I bought, or maybe it's not necessarily that. Maybe it's just like, I don't know, it's just not flipping as nicely as before, so we'll kind of see, we'll see what the progress is that on that, but hopefully I'll be able to move into Whatnot and maybe be able to get it sold, and then kind of figure it out from there. And I don't know, I think I'm going to be, you know, I know a lot of my numbers on stuff, so I think I could be able to be lower and all that good stuff, and we'll figure it out. I'll probably print off my spreadsheet just so I can kind of really get a good feel for where I need to be on certain things. And then really that's all it is. You just take it from there. That's what you got to be on this and this and this. So we'll figure it out. It's going to be fun though, selling on a different platform. I already got stuff on Facebook. I got stuff on Mercari. I got stuff on eBay. What, you know, obviously if I sell it so quick on Whatnot, I'll just delete it off of those. And, you know, I'll keep using all the platforms to try to get stuff sold. Some of that stuff is kind of special. you know, stuff where you got to find the certain person to buy it. And that's pretty much, I mean, that's kind of the hard part, is finding that certain person to kind of buy that. So, yeah, it's, at least we're transitioning more into whatnot, and we're going to just kind of figure it out and see what happens. My end game, though, and not really end game, but, like, at a certain point, I hope to be able to sign up for, get some distribution of product. Now, you know, I expect to be pretty low on the list, but if I could just get on the list, then I can get some older product. It don't have to be newer. Then we'll just throw it on there. We'll throw it on there and see if somebody wants to break it, open it, if they want packs out of it. You know, you can do a bunch of different stuff with it. So that's kind of the plan when we get to that point. And it's going to be pretty fun, I believe. We'll just kind of have to see where it takes us here. But, yeah, I mean, there's not enough time in the day, really, though. It just feels like I'm busy all the time, but I bought some stuff yesterday, and we'll see if I can flip it. It might be hard flips, but we'll see. It's just one of those things. But now that I'm on whatnot, I can always take it on there. I think the biggest thing and the hardest thing is going to be able to is going to be like really just gaining people to follow you and getting people in your stream. But you know, I'll just run it and we'll see what happens. If people jump in, they'll jump in. If they don't, they don't, and we'll kind of go from there. Probably had to do the giveaways and stuff like that, but it's all good. It's gonna be a grind, but we're gonna have to just try and see what happens. But yeah, I can't wait. I just something that I don't know. I hope to eventually be able to, even if nothing else, I'll be able to move some of the product that I bring in, get it out the door quicker. If people are, you know, on there. But other than that, business on, I started in June. My numbers were good. July, my numbers are a little bit eh. I don't think I've quite broke the $100 mark. And then August, my numbers are pretty good. And my numbers are pretty good. And I've got a few bigger items out there that just haven't flipped over. They're just kind of stale. And they're just kind of, really, they're just sitting. And I'm not really sure what to do with them. Because I don't want to lose a fortune on them. But I also do want to flip them over and not be dead money. So, I got a couple of those items in August. And August is a pretty good month. But it's just holding that. It's just stale, kind of like it's just stuck money, just dead money, just there. So I don't know how long I want to hold on to it. I guess it's only been a month if you think about it. So I'm guessing by October I'll probably put a good discount on it and I'll probably get rid of it as quick as I can. Enough to where I'd say I'm going to lose $15, $20, but it's probably better than having your dead money there. Plus, for the month, I'm up. So, taking a little bit of loss is not going to hurt too bad. And that's going to be, I believe that's going to be what I have to do, though, to flip it and make it happen. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens from there. And I thought I almost had one thing sold that was dead money. Didn't pan out. So we're trying to figure that part out, but that's kind of where we're at in August. August numbers aren't bad, but they just could be better if some of these bigger items will go ahead and turn over. And then September has been a little bit rough and a little bit kind of, which I've made my way into a bunch of different avenues. I also recently spent $200 yesterday on like low-end cards. But I feel like low-end cards, I'll put them in a lot of like Trevor Lawrence's or something. I'll put them in a lot and I'll send them. Or, you know, I think there's a bunch of Trevor Lawrence in, so I'll just put it in a lot for like $6. And then ship them all out together. And so people will buy that. I mean, put in a lot Najee Harris's or the rookies, and then the better ones that maybe colored or better product, put those on their own. And so I believe it's going to turn over. It's just now I've got to get that in order to see what's going to happen with it. So that's kind of where we're at there. But yeah, pretty excited. We're trying something new. I mean, all else fails, you know, whatnot don't work out. I don't think I'm going to lose money necessarily. I mean, overall on whatnot, I was positive last night until yesterday when I bought product back. Overall on whatnot, I was about even. And that's, you know, that's counting September sales. So September's still here. You know, I've been buying. But that's still September. So, but that's one thing that is going to help me in the long run is I have sports memorabilia, and that's where whatnot I think will come in handy. So we'll see what happens. That's just kind of business talk. But on the long line of those, like, my mental health, obviously I've had anxiety and I have social anxiety, and I still have social anxiety really bad. I just, you know, it makes me anxious to be in bad situations or awkward situations or situations where I have to talk to somebody. Like, I just hate that. Like, it just makes me, like, you know, it makes me not want to do something because I play it in my head how it could play out. And usually it's not nearly as bad as, you know, it seems in my head. But my other anxiety, just like the regular anxiety, my anxiety about everything and just mental, you know, well-being, I would say. And just like the, you know, where I was just struggling with, you know, things always running through my head. Like, I think now this may not always be the case, but I believe that, like, this business stuff really makes it just kind of helps. You know, it helps keep your mind off of it. Now, my mind's kind of anxious about the business side, the money side and stuff. I think about it constantly to an extent. But between that and the kid, I think the kid really helped it a lot, too. You know, I think he kind of saved my life in a way. That and the whole business, you know, doing the business stuff. Because I've been at times where my mind just won't stop. And, you know, it gets overwhelming. It gets overwhelming when your mind just constantly runs. And just, you know, you're constantly thinking about something. Or thinking of something over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And, like, you can't just stop thinking about it. And, you know, I went through, me and my dad's been passed away a year now. That was a whole struggle. You know, I worry about, I don't see my mom enough, or I don't do enough there. But I mean, now I have so much other stuff on my plate that I worry. I mean, I still do a bunch of stuff, but it makes you worry just a little bit less because you've got so much on your plate that you got so much to do that you're trying to do this, and this. And, you know, I really believe between the kid and the whole business thing, I really believe that probably has really helped me a lot. And I don't mean it lightly as in, you know, save my life. I really believe it's, I mean, there was some times where I was struggling, especially after my dad, even up till my dad got sick, you know, I've always had anxiety for a long time. But after he got sick and after that happened, it's one of those things where I was struggling. And, you know, the kid keeps me occupied. And, you know, sometimes it's definitely tiring and stuff, but it's definitely helped me mentally and just be able to live more normal, I think, than I was before. You know, you didn't necessarily always see it on the outside, but there's a lot of stuff I was battling on the inside and a lot of stuff that some days I wasn't sure that I was going to make it to the next day. And for a little bit now, that's not been the case at all. Like, for a little bit now, everything's been really good up there. And obviously, I still have social anxiety, but that's just a whole different thing. There's two different things to look at. There's really, like, an anxiety and then, you know, of just, like, life in general. And then there's, like, a social anxiety of, you know, being around people and being in situations where you don't know. You place stuff in your head about how the situation's going to go, and then talking to people. That'll always be an issue with me. That's just how I've always been like that. I'm just awkward during conversations. I don't mind talking to people, but I don't like saying goodbye. I don't really like saying hello. I don't really just like talking like that. Like, if you ask a question or if you want to talk about something specific, we can have the conversation. Once it's over, I'm done. I want to go out. Like, I don't know how to end conversations. And, you know, that's all part of my social anxiety. I think all this through. If I'm going to be in a situation where I think it's going to be awkward, I'll play that in my head about 100 times. But with that said, on the other side, the anxiety, just regular anxiety part, was always mentally thinking about every single thing like that, piecing everything together, thinking about every single thing. You know, and just overly thinking about that one little thing over and over and over, like a constant battle. So, I don't know if it's fixed forever or anything like that, you know. Sometimes I have days that I still kind of struggle a little bit, but not nearly as much as I once did. But it's part of life. We'll just see how it goes. But that's just kind of, you know, that's just kind of, I wanted to talk about and kind of emphasize how, like, you know, doing something you enjoy, which this business stuff is hard work because it's just a lot to it. And, you know, I'm not making a lot now, but it's like a bigger picture thing. But there is a lot to it, but it keeps the mind running. You know, there's a lot to raising the kid, but there's a lot to it, but it keeps you busy. It keeps your mind from roaming. It keeps you, you know, focused on doing something. It also, like, I mean, you got, man, there's no stop with it, really, at all. So, I mean, then I try to, obviously, when I can, I try to swing a golf club. I haven't played golf. I need to get out and play some more golf. Once in a while, though, because you can't always just, like, go home and stay home and then go home and, you know, you can't always just go home and not have any other life, though, so I need to at least go hit some golf balls. You can't just work and go home all the time. It's just not, like, you know, it's not practical, basically. You gotta have fun, you gotta do things. So that's something I need to do, is go play a little bit more golf again. I was playing every day for a while there, but I don't need to play that much. But, like, even a couple times a month, you know, it's kind of freeing in mind, even though you cuss a lot. it's kind of frees your mind and kind of gives you something else to focus on also. But yeah, that's just a little bit about mental health and just mental health in general, my mental health, and just kind of how it's going, how life's going. And then, you know, I started off by talking about the business side of stuff and how, you know, I'm trying to work on that and get that figured all out. And I think it's all right. I think it's good, you know. I'm enjoying it. Just trying to better my life and basically just kind of keep going. I'm kind of late to work today compared to, like, when I usually am. But yeah, sports coming up. I think it's Steelers-Browns tonight. I'm not 100% sure about that. If it is, we'll probably be hearing some Kenny Pickett chants. I'm pretty sure it is Steelers-Browns, and Kenny Pickett chants are probably going to be going wild. Actually, I don't know where they're playing. But I do know that Trubisky's not a terrible quarterback, but I don't know if he's going to be like make them happy. Let's put it that way. I don't know. I don't think he's a terrible quarterback, but I don't think he's going to make the fans happy. But with that, we're out almost. I want to go ahead and make a prediction for that game real quick. Let's say Steelers 27-17. But I need Nick Chubb to score two touchdowns because he's on my fantasy team. We the Go Channel, we out.